Shalom and good morning from Florida. This is Billy Brim, and I really received this morning when you spoke strength to me. And every one of you that said shalom, I received peace from you, the peace that comes from being whole. I am down here for the second time this year at Mar-a-Lago, which is our president's home. And yesterday we met at a Jewish synagogue for the daytime, and then for the nighttime we were at Mar-a-Lago. And it was a celebration of what happened 1 year ago when the United States of America moved their embassy to Jerusalem. We celebrated with Jews and Christians, and I am again marveling at what God is doing with Jews and Christians together and are working together and loving each other. We have, of course, been at the temple. We were addressed by its wonderful rabbi, Rabbi Feldman, who grew up in Russia and is so well acquainted with how, and to hear him speak and to hear him talk, I wish all the young people in America could listen to him talk about what socialism was really like and how it took away so much from his life. It took away their family. His father was afraid of him because his father would secretly listen to a shortwave radio, and the father was afraid that he would be reported by the children. Socialism is a terrible thing and cannot come to America, cannot come to America. And that's one thing that was about yesterday, as we heard another Jewish rabbi who is the father of nine children. They call him the Rabbi of America. And he talked about taking his nine children on a tour to all the death camps. And you see the pathos in their hearts as they see anti-Semitism rising and raising its ugly head. Now, I know why. When you say anti-Semitism, and of course I don't know if everybody believes that there is an actual Satan, an actual being that is the very adversary of God, and which the book of Revelations tells us has great wrath, seeing his time is short. What he always stirs up is anti-Semitism. And it's raising its ugly head here in America. The first thing I want to do right now is, as we're here, and I've explained just a little bit to you how this country girl, you know my potato peeling story, how in the world I got here from 624 South 13th, and that old house is for sale there in Collinsville. And I looked at its pictures online, and I thought about all the wonderful things that have happened there. And my children were born again in the house, and I was peeling potatoes there, and I was there when I heard about Brother Hagin. It's just amazing, amazing, my life. And I got to speak a little bit at the temple, and, you know, I didn't mind telling them that I had made 80 trips around the sun. And everybody's amazed, really, because the Lord keeps me so well and so vibrant and so able to go, and I just thank him so much for it. But here I was at, and last night's last event, we had an event in the ballroom, but then the last event of last night was in the dining room of Mar-a-Lago, which is the president's dining room of this beautiful, beautiful estate. He wasn't here for this meeting, but he, you know, of course, gave his permission for our being here. And it was so most elegant and most wonderful place. But I had to think about where we were and that we were on the grounds of his home, one of his homes. And so the first thing I want to do, because I want to talk to you a little bit about politics this morning. That's what I heard, especially at the last meeting last night. Heavenly Father, here we are. This nation is free. Men and women have shed their blood. Men and women and children have given their sons and their fathers and their husbands and their sisters even now. And, oh, Father, help us. I saw last night how this technological world is evolving and what all it has to do with elections, that there's no power like prayer. And on this line, Father, as a representative praying prayer group from all across America, joined by our sisters and brothers in other nations. Last week there were 5 other nations. Holy Father, hear our prayer. We come to you in the lovely, matchless name of the only begotten Son that you gave, the firstborn from the dead, Yeshua HaMashiach. We come to you in his name because you allow us to. And you say that if we ask anything according to your will, it will be given us. We know that it is your will. It is written in Timothy. It is your will for us to lift up presidents and kings and prime ministers and those in authority that we might have a quiet and peaceable life because you want men to come to God. Holy Father, we need this free nation to do that. You need this free nation to do that. You need Canada and Australia. You need the believers, Father, all around the world. But especially, Father, we lift up those nations that are still free and free to send the gospel and free to move in your name. Father, last night I thought so about the president and how he has moved to bless Israel. In the name above all names, we're asking you to keep him today, to keep him, to keep his mind, to keep his senses about him, his peace, his health. We lift him up. We lift up our vice president. We lift up, for the sake of time, Father, I'm saying it like this, the administration, the judicial, the legislative, the State Department, and all those things that are going on, we don't know. But we know you, and you are El Shaddai. You are the God that's more than enough. And we trust you this very day to keep us free and to keep us free in what's coming, the coming elections, which I heard so much about last night. Father, we worship you. Father, we adore you and love you. And each of us are going to come into our own prayer times today. But together right now, we're asking you to guide us and help us to know what we could do. I'm here in Florida at a new organization. Actually, this is probably the third meeting it's had. I've been at the second and third. It's called America Pro-Israel PAC, APIP, APIP, America Pro-Israel PAC. You can probably go online, America Pro-Israel PAC, or even APIP.org. They use their scripture, Joshua 1, 6 through 9. And as you know, I'm a very much active member of Christians United for Israel. We had a couple of people here with Christians United. And so that's my number one dedication to the groups that I work with for Israel. But this is a very politically active group. And last night, as we met in the ballroom, I had not any idea of how much social media plays, the part that it plays in elections, and the part that it played in the last elections. I don't know if you've heard the term shadow ban, but evidently the Twitter world is the world of swaying thoughts and elections. And even people who are pro what you and I are have been something called shadow banned, and they could reduce your ability to Twitter and your messages. And so I didn't know all this was going on, but there's a young man named Jason Sullivan. Write down his name, Jason Sullivan, and he is the founder of APIP, the co-founder of it is Paul White, and then on the founding group is a pastor, a black pastor named Mark Burns. I want you to write Mark's name down, Mark Burns. He's a very fiery black preacher, I think from South Carolina, and we have befriended him. He's befriended us, and he's one of the three that our president really listens to, and the president calls him his pastor. And Mark came up to me, and we had a lot of time together, and he said, I want you to be, he basically asked me if I'd be a mentor to him. He said, this world that I'm moving in now, and I got a little taste of it last night, this political world, it's a strange world. And he said, I move in it, and I need, I know he was crying out for a need for a mentor, and he was crying out for a need for prayer. Mark Burns, a black pastor, he let a little bit slip yesterday about how pressure comes upon him sometimes to resign his position, but that he feels called to help, and especially to help our president in the world that he walks in, that Mark walks in. Mark has a television. I didn't know all these things about Mark, but he does have a television network, and he asked us to be on that free. And so we probably will be doing that. We're now on God TV, as well as the others. We were already on BVOVN. But I gave him my phone number, and let's lift him up right now. I want to lift up Jason Sullivan and Mark Burns and Paula White and Teresa and Troy Daly. These are leaders in this group. Father, in the name above all names, we lift them up. There are so many people, Lord, who know so much more than I do about the world of politics and about how to move there. But, oh, Father, we on this line, we know you. And we know that you are the ultimate power. You are the God of all gods, and none of them can make it. Evidently, from what I saw last night, Lord, people have to move in that world. They have to move in the world of Twitterdom and technology. And they have to be a viable force there. God, in the name above all names, I pray you to help them. And I pray that you would help Jason with this app that he's now come up with, and with the monies, Father, that it will take to do it. Father, he's a precious person. His mother's precious. His daughter he named America. Father, in the name above all names, we're lifting up together now here. And I know everyone on this line doesn't know and hasn't heard and seen the things I've seen, but they know you. And if this is of you, if this organization is of you, as they're getting off the ground right now and as they're getting off the ground with the 2020 elections, in the name above all names, they won't be able to do it without you. And so for our part, we're asking you to help them. If it be thy will. I do not know. It is not written in 1 Corinthians, nor is it written in Romans or Galatians or Ephesians. But on this matter, we are praying, Lord, if it be thy will, I pray in the name above all names for your blessing. And in the name above all names, we stand together against the enemy having anything to do with it. In Jesus' name, to stop it. I'm going to read you the bio of this Jason Sullivan. They call him the Wizard of Twitter or something like that. He's such a tall and handsome young man. Beautiful mother was here last night with him. In the last meeting, he'd brought his daughter, America. He named her that because he so loves this nation. Jason Sullivan is the founder of APIP, and he is an American political consultant, known for his work behind the scenes in supporting the Trump 2016 presidential campaign, where he developed and deployed proprietary software systems aimed at helping conservative candidates dominate the buzz on social media by design.
Prior to his political career, Sullivan was a partner in one of the nation's most sought-after management consulting firms, Corporate Research Development, Inc. It was one of Fortune 500's fastest-growing companies in America, known for helping some of the nation's largest and most prestigious businesses and fast-growth entrepreneurial firms in effectively dealing with pressures caused by increased competition and less product and service differentiation. All of that to say this, this is a world. It's a cyber world. And to combat whoever, this is what we were told last night, whoever controls the buzz, what's trending, is going to, in their ideas, control the elections. And so he has an app. He has something that I understood, as they told us last night, could sell for billions in the corporate world, but he feels that it needs to help us maintain our country and our elections. I cannot explain it all to you because I don't understand it, of course, but a little of it seeped into me to know that that technological world is so very important out there. So put Jason Sullivan on your prayer list. And the other names that I gave you that having to do, we have to have, of course, the Jewish rabbis and the Jews that we heard from are so cognizant of anti-Semitism and how it's rising. Of course, they have just had their Independence Day in Israel. And Independence Day in Israel is preceded by Holocaust Remembrance Day. And on Holocaust Remembrance Day, everyone in the nation stops wherever you are for about 2 minutes. I've been there. All the cars stop. Everybody gets out, and they stand in silence, remembering the terrors and the victims of the Holocaust. Of course, they're all right now, I don't know whether I should say hurt or frightened, cognizant at least, of something that's happening in our Congress. And one of them is a statement made by Rashida Tlaib. She's a representative from Michigan, Arab, Islamic. Of course, I don't believe the battles between the Arabs and the Jews, but it's Islam and the God of the Bible. And she made a statement that she was comforted when she thought of the Holocaust, because her people in Israel opened their doors to the Jews to come home. They did not open their doors. The Mufti, the Grand Mufti, had riots. They did everything they could to persuade Britain to write the white paper to stop Jews from coming home. Many went to the Holocaust. It's a complete misrepresentation of history. But to think that we have some of these women now in our halls of Congress, it's very frightening to the Jews. And it was very frightening to the Jews as I heard them talk about the cartoons that have come out in the New York Times, exactly like the cartoons that came out in Nazi Germany. We know, you and I know, that the real enemy is the enemy of God, Satan. And as I said earlier, I was very frightened. And so this group, APIP, is very political. And they're a PAC, that's a political active committee. Money's given to them, and they've got to raise a lot of money now for the development of this new app that they need. You can't. This is not something you can give to and get tax deductible receipts. So they have to raise their monies otherwise. But they're very active, and they're active at supporting candidates. They're going to find the candidates that are very pro-Israel. Pro-Israel is the big issue. It's the issue for me, pro-Israel, because all nations are going to be judged on how they treat Israel. And so they're very active with this, and they're going to support candidates, congressmen and candidates to Israel to see the land. And then they're going to be active against peoples that are in office even right now. And they're moving in the cyber world. But you know there's something so much more powerful than the cyber world. And that something much more powerful is prayer. 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 And I want us right now to lift up this nation, and folks, get going praying on that 2020 campaign. Of course, come to Prayer Mountain when we get together for our Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Plan to come there now, as we'll be working and every day till then in the realm of power, the realm of prayer, lifting up this nation to stay. Oh, barafrate, shindolomo kalamanyete, they join me, please. Oh, sabaratito, ke fronashe, lidonde de brato, castiano, castiano, heshando. Marriage, the marriage, Lord, we lift up the marriage. Separate, it's separate, it's very separate, Lord. So many signs, Lord, of the times, Lord. There used to be my rock, the mokobra, may they be your times and your activities. Ilivrato shana makala, the hand of God, the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord. Ivra prosedili makala, strong, the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord, O kamaratashka, in your body, and exercised, Holy One, exercised, ivratoshe namaritanyo, the tongues that are speaking now, Father, ila maratante, across this nation, rising to you, rising to your ears, rising to you, Father in heaven, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, Evrota Shambaka. How we come to you in your hallowed name, your honored name, Evrato, Evrato. Shepherds, the shepherds, we lift up the shepherds of the flocks, Lord. Eyes to see, give them eyes to see, and ears to hear, Lord, ears to hear. Quebrato shela brete de nombre, the name, oh, in the name, Father, in the name, the beloved name, the precious name, the powerful name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus, our precious Jesus. Ifrata, ifrata nerio makala kadadion de depresato, ijamara nikeleto brete ishato rodoskatanje. Precious, precious, precious. Sando samati, andale hidato, andale, 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 freto nino no capacity, nino nombre, calatito, freta me, anuncia disca dobra macalandena. Estiano me carata lebre, disca dobra mico libra, tasha notto dombre, cala, 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 la. Jevro disco nombre, tata, le capare, no shito, babalita, Monye brete sede bato nangali. Hefronishka, 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 piskotan. Vrishchanora makalita lombre kita landalai. Astonora, astonora, mekalaka landali. Freita shanta, freita shanta, freita shanti mekali. Bevritashko, bevritashko, bevritashko nierama. Ilembura makalito lo brasito longenia. And now, I want you to join me in praying with a prayer of authority. This is a kind of prayer. This is our ministry in the heavenlies. We had the most wonderful week last week at Prayer Mountain as we had a class in, people coming from everywhere, and even we had a lady from England. And we had about, we have about 65 to 70 folks there set up with the tables. And I get to teach behind an oak desk with a bell and an apple. And then when Shelley teaches, she changes out because it's a little old school for her. But we had the most wonderful school, just wonderful. This school, 3BI, Billy Graham Bible Institute, is going to go online close after the first of the year, maybe not January 1st, but not too far after that. And it was just wonderful. The Lord just anointed it. We had so much presence and power as we taught. And we taught from the morning to the all day long, and then at nighttime I would go out and go in my house and work and get my notes for the next day. Then we left Monday, to come here. And our plane was delayed. Our own plane was in maintenance, having, you know, regular scheduled maintenance done. So it was unavailable, and it made me once again thank God. Oh, Shelley and I, all the day long, when we were traveling Monday, we were thanking God. I especially know that the rigors of traveling nowadays commercial is so challenging. Our first flight out of, we had to fly from Springfield to Charlotte. And that flight kept getting delayed and kept getting delayed and mechanical. And then they said, we can fix it. And then they said, well, it's going to take longer. So we were 3 hours delayed getting out of there. And then when we got to Charlotte, it was the same thing, mechanical difficulty again. And this time the whole plane had to be taken out of service and wait for a plane to come from Las Vegas, and it was like a 6-hour delay. So the whole thing was a 9-hour delay, and we got to our rooms and got to bed about 3 o'clock in the morning, and then I was supposed to be on a panel the next morning at 9. I got a little late there for the panel, but I did get to speak. And so then we had all day until last night, very late. We got back to our rooms about midnight last night. But I'm telling you, the Lord, you just be shocked how he quickens me. Quickened me all day long. Shelley called and said, Mom, and she's quite a trooper, but she'd really done a little extra than what I did at the school, because she'd gone out in the evenings with the students and helped to be a good hostess. And so she's leaving for Israel in about 5 days after we get home. She's leading the Copeland Ministries is taking a tour to Israel, and she's leading one of the 4 buses for them. I'm really proud of her. But she said, Mom, I just need to stay in this morning. And so a little bit. She didn't stay all the day, but just a little bit. But anyway, the Lord quickened me, and that was yesterday. Now today, here's what I'm going to get your help on. We got to go back, of course. And we have that route. We go from here in Florida to Charlotte and then back to Springfield. We leave here at 2:45. Our flight leaves 2:45 Eastern. And we're scheduled in sometime after 7 tonight at home. But I want to take authority, and I want you all to join me all across America. So here we go. This will go a little bit past 8:30. So if you need to leave, well, praise God, thank you for being here, but here we go. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts, our understanding, be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis to us for to believe, according to the working which you wrought in him when you raised him from the dead and seated him, the anointed one, the Messiah, at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, and every name that's named. You put everything, all things under his feet, and you gave him head over a body. You gave him as a head over a body, over all things, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but you who are rich in mercy, and for your great love wherewith you loved us, when you quickened the head, you quickened the body together with him. When you raised the head, you raised the body together with him. When you seated the head, you seated the body together in him at your own right hand. And from there we are today. And here on earth, I'm in Florida. And Father, I heard and you saw all across this United States of America, wearing the badge of authority in the earth, our bodies. And so here we are, over all things at the right hand of God. And in the name above all names, everybody speak now on behalf of your own family and your own good works God called you to. Then we're going to come back together. Father, in the name above all names, I thank you for the ability, and I call the attention. I'm glad you told us that you've delivered us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the dear Son, and you've told us that we who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one Jesus Christ, and we're going to reign right now. I'm telling you, kingdom of darkness, don't you touch Billy Brim, spirit, soul, or body, or her, any of her family members. In the name above all names, cease and desist in their lives and maneuvers today, your maneuvers. Cease and desist. Don't touch any of the vehicles they travel in. And especially don't touch the good works God has ordained that they should walk in. The heavenlies clear over all the places of our operation. You stay out of the active east of the Makanda in those heavenlies. Now, in the name above all names, folks, I'm going to ask you to help me rule and reign. There will be no activity of the devil in our travels today. In the name above all names, the blood of Jesus Christ covers Shelley and me. And wherever we walk, devils get out of the way. You don't touch the planes. You don't touch the people. You don't touch the airports. You don't have anything to do with us and our routing today. In the name above all names, you cease and desist and clear the air lanes because we're coming through. And in the name above all names, we bind you, for it is written, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And we bind you having anything to do with Shelley and me today. Father, how grateful we are, how thankful we are for the provision of the Word of God. The mighty, wonderful, majestic, truthful, powerful Word of God. We thank you for it today. I want to tell you, too, folks, that we had two times that Dennis Prager spoke to us. I don't know if you know who he is. Jewish man, works so much with Christians and Jews together. So thoughtful, so... And he has something called Prager University. I have not watched it, but evidently it's like little five-minute clips of Prager University. You might go online, Dennis Prager, and you might go online and find Prager University. And he's so thought-provoking and about our nation and how he loves our nation. That's Prager. So you could find Prager University. He's quite a thinker. And thinks in line with the Word of God. The Los Angeles Times described him as an amazingly gifted man and moralist whose mission in life has been crystallized, quote, to get people obsessed with what is right and wrong. He has been called a national treasure. And he really is. So you might want to listen to this Jewish man who loves Christians and we love him. The Prager, it's an internet-based Prager University who has five-minute educational videos. So I know that when I go home, I'm going to listen to them and get some young people to watch them and get them to thinking. All right, thank you so much, and shalom, shalom. Have a great day in his service.